Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Christmas message that he realized Russian missiles and drone attacks left millions of Ukrainians without power this winter. But he urged the many Ukrainians celebrating this Christmas in bomb shelters not to give up hope. He made clear that Christ's light and hope perseveres. Even in complete darkness, we will find each other, the president says. Standing outside near a Christmas tree, the president adds, we will find each other to hug each other tightly. And if there is no heat, we will hug for a long time to warm each other. We will celebrate our holidays as always. We will smile and rejoice as always. The difference is, we will not wait for a miracle because we create it ourselves. Christ is born. Glorify Him. His words resonate in the streets of the Ukrainian capital Kiev. Some say they will celebrate Ukraine's first Christmas since Russia's invasion began in darkness if necessary.
Yes, we will do it even without candlelights. We will do it just because we have fire in our souls.
Ukraine previously also celebrated Orthodox Christmas. But the Russian Orthodox Church in this war-torn nation has come under government pressure over its alleged ties with Moscow. Yet the Christmas cheer has been overshadowed by reports that at least 10 people were killed in new Russian airstrikes since Saturday in Ukraine's southern Kherson city. The regional authority said nearly 70 others were injured and urgently requested residents to donate blood. Elsewhere, workers in Russian-occupied Mariupol have begun dismantling the theater in the southern city, where Kiev said hundreds were killed in a Russian airstrike. Russia has denied deliberately targeting civilian sites, despite mounting evidence suggesting otherwise. Yet, while Europe's worst armed conflict since the Second World War is far from over, Ukrainians seem determined to celebrate Christmas. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.